Celebration Ministries presents Prophetic Insight and Teaching with Laura Allison. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope you will be blessed. Make sure you subscribe to get new prophetic insights each and every week.
The Lord gave me a word to share today, and we are at a point where we can no longer lie back and let everyone else do all the work. We are at a point when we need to begin to step into that for which we were born, for which we were destined, and all of us, in some cases, all of us have the same destiny. And I want to start out with a scripture from Revelation 6:2, and I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow, and there was given to him a crown, King Jesus, and he came forth conquering and to conquer. Now, you and I, we are called to be conquerors. We're not called to go sitting around doing, you know, whining and complaining and murmuring and being angry and being full of fear. We're called to be conquerors, and we're called to be more than conquerors. And so many years ago, I wrote a book, and in that book, there was a word that the Lord gave me about His conquerors. And so I just want to read you today just one or two of these things that define us as conquerors in this hour. You are called to be a conqueror. I'm called to be a conqueror. And it involves not being apathetic, not lying back and letting anything that happens happen. That's we're not to be ignorant of what's happening, or naive, or deceived. But we are to stand up for the truth in this hour. And so the Lord spoke to me, and He said, the Lord's conquerors are, number one, those who will annihilate the hordes of hell. Jesus came to destroy the works of the evil one. That was His mission. That's what He said. I came to destroy the works of the evil one. We're supposed to be like Him. In 1 John, it says this, He is, so you are in this world. We're supposed to be like Him. We need to annihilate the hordes of hell. How are we going to do that? We're going to stand up and shout. We're not going to sit back. We're going to stand up and shout. We're going to speak the truth. We're going to live the truth. We're going to make sure everyone hears the truth. Find your microphone somewhere and annihilate the hordes of hell. Number two, who will rise up fearlessly and mercilessly and fiercely against the tides of the enemy. We have tides of the enemy. And I've heard prophets, they're saying the tide is receding. Well, why is it going to recede? It's because the body of Christ, we are the body. He's the head, we're the body. We're going to rise up in our own identity, full of power, and we're going to come fiercely against the tides of the enemy. And I like this one. There are conquerors, God's conquerors, who lift up a war cry. Now, you may be a Christian that likes to be real quiet in church. You may have a personality that, you know, you want to be nice and dignified. I've tried to be dignified, and I don't do very well at being dignified, because in me is a fire, and in you has got to be a fire in this hour. This war deserves an enemy, us, who will raise up a war cry. You know, you can't lift out a war cry by saying, oh, praise the Lord, this is going to help, and oh, praise the Lord, everything's going to be okay. That's not a war cry. We need to lift up a war cry. It's like the martial arts. They teach you that you gather all of your strength from all of your being, all of your body, and you put it into that one arm, or you put it into that one kick. Well, that's what we're doing. We're gathering up all of our strength, totally together, unified, all of us unified, and we're releasing a war cry. We're going to say, no, this is not going to happen to my world. No, this is not going to happen to my nation. No, this is not going to happen to my people. You know what they always say, not on my watch. Well, let me tell you, We're on the wall. We're watchmen on the wall, and not on our watch is this evil going to take over our world. No, we say no. So we lift up our voices. We are conquerors. We are more than conquerors of the earth, and we're lifting our voices in a giant battle cry. We are becoming those champions that He's given us so that we can go forth and make a difference in this battle. We are in a battle. You are in a battle. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to be or not, whether you want to admit it or not, you are in a battle. And so my cry to you and to me today is stand up and shout against the evil that is coming upon our land. It will be stopped in the name of Jesus, because He is going forth, the captain of the angel armies without number. He is going forth conquering and to conquer, and so are we. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Insight with Laura Allison. For more teaching from Laura Allison, visit our Celebration Ministries YouTube channel or our website, celebrationministries.com. Donate and partner with us as we continue to train and mentor leaders all over the world. Visit celebrationministries.com/partner today. Join us again next time.